The proposal by Madison Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan and Middleton Democratic Senator John Erpenbach has been introduced in one form or another for roughly a decade in Wisconsin. It's never received so much as a vote. And while it's likely to meet the same fate again, proponents say they discover more support for medical marijuana the more they talk about it. Dr. Angela Janis was among its backers at a state capitol press conference. She says a growing body of research shows marijuana can treat conditions like glaucoma or multiple sclerosis more effectively than legalized prescriptions.
Marijuana does have risk. However, the risk of marijuana are not more significant than the risk of many commonly prescribed medications.
Janis concedes that her view isn't shared by all doctors. The state medical society fought against this bill last session. But she says the American Medical Society has been more open to the idea. Iraq war veteran Aaron Silbaugh served in the Marines for 6 years and now suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. He says his doctors prescribe a mixture of antipsychotics, antidepressants, and other drugs that have given him thoughts of suicide. Silbaugh says he prefers the way he feels when he eats or vaporizes marijuana.
I am told at the Veterans Affairs Hospital to cope with my symptoms, and this has been an excellent source of coping.
Silbaugh says that with no legal avenues to be prescribed marijuana, he breaks the law to buy it.
Right now, I'm forced to get it through sources that aren't secure, aren't safe. I'm forced to be put into a criminal environment.
Backers say 16 states currently have some form of legalized medical marijuana. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.